Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I am enjoying my journey. I'm living my journey. Thank you, Lord. You know how sometimes you say that I'm living my dream? I never dreamed that I would be where I am today, and I praise and I magnify God for that. Praise God. I'm living my journey of purpose. And I am encouraged. I'm encouraged in that my goal is heaven. Thank you, Lord. And that's what it's all about with me. It's a living, not just a talking. He said, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. So I love it. I am a practicing believer who practice living the word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. So I practice and strive every day to live according to what God's words say and how I should live this life. Well, I am excited on today on the broadcast. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life, and I am so encouraged about that. How about you? Are you encouraged on today about what the Lord is doing in your life? I am so excited, and I thank God for that. Praise God. For we know that he's a God that can do anything but fail. My God can do anything. What about your God? Do you serve the same God that I serve that can do anything but fail? There's no failure. No failure in God. And I praise God for that. So today, we are talking about too much milk. Too much milk. And we're going to get into that and talk about it in just a little bit. But first, we want to have a word of prayer and talk to the Lord. And then we're going to give you what he says about too much milk. Well, praise God. Most gracious God on today, we sure do thank you and we magnify you. We give you glory and God, we give you praise. What a mighty God that we serve on today. You are great and you are worthy, God, of every one of our praises. And we thank you for it, God. We ask for your help, God, that you would have mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, upon us, Father, that we don't intake, God, too much milk, God. in the name of Jesus. For your word, God, your word, Lord, says that we can't have too much milk. We drink too much milk. We've got to learn to eat food, meat, so that we can grow up strong and healthy in you, God. And we thank you for that today, God. We ask that you would bless everywhere, God. Bless the ones in the state meeting on today, God. Bless our leaders, oh God, today. Bless them all, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that are traveling night by night, God, would you bless them? Encourage their hearts on today, God. Father, let a revival break out. Let revival, God, let it break out and spread, God, in the name of Jesus, that your people might be saved, they may be delivered, and they might be set free, as only you can do that, in the name of Jesus. Look on the sick everywhere, God. Touch, heal, and deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that have gone to the meeting, God, for your house, God, is the Saints Hospital. Heal, God. Deliver and set free on today, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. Thank you for your many blessings, God. And camp your angels around them and keep them from hurt, harm, and danger. And we thank you for your favor, God, in the name of Jesus. For you said you would do exceedingly abundantly all that we can think or ask because of your favor. You said blessings would chase us down and overtake us, and we would be in the right place at the right time. And we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name we pray. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and doings, that you would direct us. Thank you for direction today. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And amen. And amen. 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 We praise God on today for prayer. For prayer is always in order. Scripture says man ought to always pray and never faint. It's no fainting time. It's not time to faint, to quit, to give up. But it's time that we eat some meat so that we can grow strong bones and muscles. Thank you, Lord. In the Lord, spiritual muscles, spiritual strength in the Lord on today. And we praise God for that. Now, if you are need someone to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there. If you would like to join a prayer group, every morning from 7:15 to 7:30, that's Monday through Friday, we have prayer at that time, and you can join us if you would like it by calling 515-739-1237. And the code is 634-812. And come, join us. Join us for prayer. Prayer. It's always in order. What is prayer? Except communicating with God. It's our way of talking to Him. And we can talk to Him all day and night. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's never busy. He's never busy. You don't have to worry about getting a busy signal from God. You don't have to worry about getting His secretary. You don't have to worry about getting voicemail. But He answers. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He answers every call. Thank you, God. God answers our prayer and our request. So we thank Him. We thank Him for that. So if you would like to join us, come on. We would love to have you on the prayer line each morning. Praise God. And if you would like a motivational encourager to come to your event and encourage the people where you are, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes. And if you would like to give your testimony of how good God is to you, you can call me at 646-787-8424. For I am live and in living color right here on Block Talk Radio for the next 18 minutes. Praise God. Praise God. And today we are talking about too much milk. Now, I also want you to know that I am an inspirational writer, and I do have several books. And my latest book that's just been released in June, the title is Dressing in God's Designer Word, My Armor. And right now it's on ebook, on Kindle ebooks. You can go to Amazon.com, Kindle ebook. But the book will be released here pretty soon. So I praise and magnify God for that on today. All right, then, let's get into this topic for today, talking about too much milk. And, you know, I was reading about milk because, you know, we've always heard the commercials on TV talking about milk does the body good, and how that we need to drink milk. But, you know, in my reading and in my study about milk, I wanted to know, you know, what was it saying naturally so about milk? Because, you know, I'm talking about too much milk in a spiritual way, too much milk. And we're going to see just what the Lord had to say about milk. Amen. But the study that I was looking at, it was saying that a study was just done recently, and it involved 61,000 women and 45,000 men. And it says the investigation found that a large amount of milk in a daily diet did appear to be linked to increased risk of death, both in men and women, during this study. And they were saying that an excessive amount of milk appeared actually increased women's risk of broken bones compared with women who drank little milk. The risk of any bone fracture increased 16% in women who drank 3 or more glasses daily of milk. And 60%, the finding indicated. And it said that drinking too much milk can cause chronic inflammation, aging, poor skin, chronic digestive problems, and cancer risks. So if on the natural side, milk, too much milk can cause those things to happen, what about on the spiritual side? What about drinking or taking in too much milk? What does the Lord say about milk? Well, in 1 Corinthians 3, 1 and 2, it says, "Brother, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, as infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, you were not yet ready for solid foods. In fact, you are still not ready. And that third verse says, for you are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and dissension among you, are you not worldly? Are you not walking in the way of man? Oh, my God. Because it says we yet on milk. We're not ready for meat because we are yet jealous of one another. There's yet dissension among us. Is that not the things that the world do? What makes us different from the world as saints, as believers, as children of the Lord? My God, we are yet doing these things. John 16 and 12 says, I still have much to tell you. Listen at him. Listen at Jesus, what he said. I still have much to talk to you about, to tell you. But you cannot yet bear to hear it because of the milk. Too much milk. Too much milk. Milk is for the beginners, for the children, for the babies. Babies drink milk. But as the baby grows up, the baby is weaned off of milk and onto food. And then after a while, my God, that baby is no longer drinking milk, but he's now eating food, some greens and some peas, some cornbread, steak, barbecue chicken. So he's eating meat. Hebrews 5 and 11 says, we have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are dull of hearing. Do you realize that when you get in the baby stage that you are dull of hearing? You hear what you want to hear. Thank you, Lord. But you don't want to hear what the truth of the word is. What is the word saying to us? We can't take it. He said, although by this time you ought to be teachers. You ought to be teachers. Ain't that something? You ought to be teachers. There's people that are missionaries. Yes, I said missionaries, deacons, who should be teachers, but they can't teach. They can't teach. Should be teachers. Should, ought to be teachers. You need someone to reteach you the basic principles of God's word. You need milk, not solid food, because you can't take it. We have to go through to eat some meat. You have to go through. You can't just stay on milk for all of your spiritual life. But you're going to have to learn to eat some meat. I remember the late missionary Monroe, Maylois Monroe, used to say, if you've been in the church 5 years, you ought to be able to eat some meat. How many people do we have that have been in the church 5 years and over and still can't teach? Still on milk. Can't eat no strong food. Still jealous. Still allowing dissension and all of these worldly things. What makes us different from the world? What makes us different from the world? Too much milk makes us the same. Too much milk. Can't eat food, meat. So we need God's help. We need him to help us, to have mercy on us, that we grow up, in him. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you're dull of hearing. Although by this time, you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you the basic principles of God's word. You need milk, not solid food. Everyone who lives on milk is still an infant. If you still need milk, everything hurts your feelings. Everything hurts your feelings. You got to run and tell it. Tell Daddy. Your feelings have been hurt. You still an infant. You still on milk. Inexperienced in the message of righteousness. What does God's word say? What does he say? He told us to arm ourselves likewise. He went through and he told us that we're going to go through. We're going to go through many things. He said, but he said, many are the affirmatives of the righteous. But what does he do? He delivers us. He delivers us, continuously delivers us out of them all. Out of them all. So inexperienced in the message of righteousness, although by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to reteach you the basic principles of God's word. You need milk, not solid food. We have much to say about this, but it is difficult to explain because you have become too lazy to understand. Too lazy. Oh, my goodness, just think. If God took all the lazy folks out of the church, too lazy to get up. You go to work every day, you get up, you go to work, but too lazy to get up and come to Sunday school. 11 o'clock is your time. But the five foolish and the five wise, the 10 virgins, the five wise, they took enough fuel for their lamps. But the five foolish, they were on milk. They were on milk and didn't take enough oil to keep their lamps burning. So what did they have to do? They had to go back to get oil for their lamps. Had to go back. Five foolish. Foolish on milk. Couldn't take no food. But while they were gone, the bridegroom came. He knocked at the door. And the five wise, they went on in with the bridegroom. So that when the five foolish came back, because they ate meat, the five milk drinkers missed out, because they were still on milk, full of dissension, full of jealousy and anger and everything that the world does. What makes us different? What makes the believer different from the world? What makes us different? We can eat some meat, but instead, too much milk. You have become people who need milk instead of solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is still a baby and does not yet know the difference between right and wrong. What does God's word say? We have got to be livers of the word, doers of the word, not hearers only, but doers. doers of God's word, knowing the difference between right and wrong. But solid food is for mature people. Solid food is for mature people, not people that feel jealous and getting angry all the time and full of dissension, but it's for mature people whose minds are trained by practice to distinguish good from evil, are practicing believers, practicing living the word of God. Too much milk. Too much milk. Can't stand to eat solid foods. Stomach won't take it. Been drinking too much milk. 1 Peter 2:2 says, like newborn infants, crave pure spiritual milk. So that's what we ought to be craving. Pure spiritual milk. So that by it, you may grow up in your salvation. We ought to be growing, not still dissension. Haven't we grown any? Are we still that much like the world? Too much milk. Too much milk. Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity. It's time to grow up. How long is it going to take you to grow? I said that the late missionary Maylois Monroe said, if you've been in the church 5 years, you ought to be able to eat some meat. But you're yet on milk. You're yet babes. And can't give you no meat. And we wonder why the church is not growing. Because there's too many babes yet on milk. Too many babes yet on milk. I'm not talking about the new babes that's coming in, but I'm talking about them old babes that have been there more than 5 years and yet on milk. Yet on milk. Can't eat no meat. Can't eat no meat. Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. We should be growing. We should be growing in the Lord. Growing, not continuously having to repent from dead work, but moving forward in the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Too much milk. Today is Recover All Wednesday. Let us recover all by being able to move forward, growing in the Lord, and get off of too much milk. Too much milk. And be able to eat some meat. Meat of the word. Meat of the word. God's word is what we need to grow up. So we need to find ourselves eating the meat of the word. Yes, pain comes with it. Growing pains. Thank you, Lord. Growing pains. But how are we ever going to grow up if we don't stop drinking too much milk? We've got to get off the milk and get more into eating the meat of the word, because how are we going to hear the conclusion of the matter? Can't give it to you. God can't give it to us if we're still drinking too much milk and we're yet babes. But come on, folks that have been in here for over 5 years, get off the milk. It's time to start eating some meat. Well, until the next time, This is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, have a fabulous day and get off the milk and eat some meat. Praise God. Bye-bye now.